Hello.
Hey, John. Dan Nelson with Local Splash, your account lead. How you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm actually irritated at the moment.
I understand. I just got the message right now. So talk to me. What's going on? How can I help?
Well, like I told everybody, I'm a local unit, and I'm a mobile unit, not got an office and everything, and Google wants a verification of a 360 degree of my home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do another job. I have another type of job that I do that I don't want my address, my name, my business up on anything. I don't care that they say that, oh, it's not going to be listed. But with the local hacks that everybody's been having lately and people's information getting stolen, one of the things that I do that really would jeopardize my family is the fact that I'm a United States Fugitive Recovery Agent.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if I put my address up online and I do a 360 verification and it gets hacked in the next possible problem coming up, my kids, my family, everybody's in jeopardy from every single person I've put away in jail all the way up to the state line for the past 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get you get what I mean by that?
I get exactly what you mean by that. Murderers,
rapists.
Yeah, that's the best reason I've ever heard for not wanting to do that video verification, you know?
I have no problem doing my vehicle. I have no problem with my vehicle because my vehicle will outrun any state patrol that's ever out here. Not a problem.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
My Jeep will crack a 210 speed in less than a mile. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But my house cannot. My family cannot.
Okay, so you need a different verification method essentially, right?
That's what I was trying to get her to do for me. She's like, this is the only way we have. And I was like, well, then it's not going to work for me because it puts too much jeopardy lines that I've got going on.
Right. I get exactly what you're saying. You don't want to jeopardize your family. I feel the same way you do. But just like the website we created, right, the Facebook, the other directories we submitted you to, like if you look at all of them in your dashboard, everything's hidden. Like your address
well,
is hitting everybody. Yeah. So
right, I get that. But again, I was informed by my boss at the US Pentagon that 900 agents' information was stolen in the hack that just happened in November.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And we've already had 40 people killed over this.
No. That's insane, man.
So I'm not down to have to go to war at my front door. I've already been at war across the ocean, so I don't want to have come at war on U.S. soil.
Right. Okay, so give me one second. Let me just know. And you've seen everything, right? You've been looking at your dashboard, like the website?
I literally have looked everything. Like I told her this morning when she called me, when I got in this morning at 7, I was sitting down looking at everything. I did the photo of the commercial vehicle that we're using for the company, and when it started asking for the 360 degree view of my residence, because I don't actually have a business front, I was like, whoa, wait a minute, that puts too much information out there that would become jeopardized. And when I've already been told by my boss at the U.S. Pentagon to relax on putting any more information out there, like he's wanting me to shut down my Facebook and everything.
Wow. Okay.
That puts a little nervousness on me, but this is the whole reason why I'm trying to open this business, is so I can walk away from this type of line of work.
Right. Well, thank you for your service, man. It sounds like you do some important stuff for sure. And I understand 100% about the video verification. I mean, it is hidden, but what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to push this over to our tech side. I'm going to message James specifically, who manages like the verifications, to look for an alternative verification route through Advance. Like typically they could submit like registration, insurance, things like that. But the video verification that we talked about, and I try to bring it up in the initial call too, it's kind of standard from Google. Like, it's just part of the way that they verify you.
Right.
That's
and at
why
first,
always,
I wasn't...
Yeah.
When I first started it, I didn't have any of this thought put in my head. But when my boss started seeing my company getting promoted,
mm-hmm.
he was like, he calls me and literally says, hey man, you need to relax a little bit.
Right.
You had
right.
some high profiles in the last few years that are still on trial, still have a chance to post bond.
Okay. Oh wow.
So
okay.
you got to be very careful at this point. I said, you understand, I'm trying to walk away from this business because I'm done with it. I'm done with getting shot up. I'm tired of my cars getting impounded, putting in, into the evidence locker because these people shoot my cars up while we're trying to arrest them.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's crazy.
You know, so I'm like, he's like, but you got to relax a little bit because until some of these high profiles are finally locked away and there is no capability of them getting out for a while,
right.
we can't protect you.
Right, right. Man, that's, that is awesome. Like, thank you so much for your service, you know, 100%, man. I've never gotten that. I've been here 7.5 years, you know, and I never had
yeah.
a client tell me what you told me, you know, on the verification. So, first time for everything, you know, but,
I explained to her, one of my neighbors, and the reason why it's one of my neighbors is because they understand that I can do something to protect them, but they are part of the witness protection program right now
right.
for one of my high profile clients that I have put away.
Wow. Wow.
So I really am trying yeah. to like finish up what I've got going on, but at the same point, like I really do want to move out of that line of work. Like I'm ready to just get back to a life of serenity and luxury.
Right.
No, I'm not trying to be in this high profile demand line work no more. I'm done with it. That's why I moved home from Georgia. I'm trying to finish some stuff. But even though some of these high profiles are in Georgia, that doesn't mean that they're not connected. I mean, we do know that one of them were trying to turn over on the cartel. So if he is cartel, then well, guess what? That means I have to deal with all of Mexico.
Oh, wow. Man.
And being Colorado is considered little Mexico. That makes
right,
it
right.
even worse.
Right. Well, what we're going to do, they said you requested a refund too. Was that correct? Or?
Well, that was because because the way she literally said, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
Okay, got it.
And when
she
said that, I was like,
no,
I'm not doing this with you. If you're gonna act like that, and you can't take in consideration of a heart for what I've done in my past, then yeah, I don't want to work with your service. If you're gonna be the one that's telling me how it's gonna work, then I don't want to work with you.
Right. No, I understand loud and clear what you're saying. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna request an alternative method to verification. I'm not sure if that's going to be possible yet. I have to submit it to our tech team to see what they're able to do. If it's not, it is what it is, right? Then we will probably, until like you're out of that situation, we may have to pause the account. But we'll kind of take it one step at a time. First thing I have to do, I see your website's rolling, your Facebook ads, your additional listings are going. The last kind of step
yeah.
was that verification. So what I'm going to do.
Yeah, and I would love to continue with that, but I've got previous situations that could be very damaging if it gets to the wrong people. And we're already dealing with the fact that we've had 40 agents on stateside killed. Because of the last hack that we had, everybody was like so worried about their bank accounts being hacked and stuff like this. We can kind of care less about our bank accounts. They're all insured by the FDIC.
Yeah.
But our lives
yeah.
aren't.
Right. No, 100%.
And I've literally have already got a phone call, you know, saying that we've lost 40 agents and I might have known a couple. I don't know. I don't
yeah.
even know how close it comes to home yet.
And then we call and we're like, hey, do a 360 of your house. You know, like, I get exactly where you're coming from.
I'm a little nervous
like,
there because,
yeah,
you know, it's not just me.
Who are you? Yeah. No, I get it 100%. It makes perfect sense. Let me see if he could do an alternative, without doing the video verification. And we'll just kind of take it from there. So I'm going to shoot that over to James right now and just kind of look out for our call. It's going to be from our 877 number. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let me shoot. Did you have any, before I submit these notes, do you have any questions like on the, on the website or the Facebook ads? Did you want any changes to any of that?
No. The Facebook, I spoke with Lady yesterday. We went from the Messenger because we had 10 people already accidentally clicking on it, thinking it was a video. And they started asking questions, kept saying, like, the one guy was saying, skip, not interested, wasn't looking for service, thought it was a video. And our automated answers, our automated questions kept asking questions, and it was irritating them. I don't want to irritate customers. I want to make customers feel that they can entrust in us, that we will do the job right with the privacy at the same time. Again, as I come from, as a U.S. Fugitive Recovery Agent, I come over to this knowing that everybody wants that form of sense of protection.
For sure. 100%.
So that's why I want to do it this way. That's why I wanted to go into the line of work I'm going into as a pop-a-lock service with a roadside capability, because people want to feel that, hey, somebody has them.
Right. No, 100%, man. That's amazing. Okay. So they situated the Facebook ads with you then yesterday is what it sounds like, right? Okay.
Yep. We got all that okay. Everything up until the 360.
Right.
I was great with, man. Once I got, but again, I was fine with that about a week ago when we first talked about it.
Right, before that.
But since then, we've been getting
call.
Information that there's problems occurring because of that last hack we had in November.
Okay. The
We're
hack wasn't on Google,
now.
Was it? I'm just curious.
It, again, the Pentagon can't release information
where it was
hacked
figured,
or how it was hacked.
Yeah.
But
gotcha.
We do know that millions of people were hacked, and now we're having problems with agents falling, not just as a United States Fugitive Recovery agents, but as well as FBI agents, CIA agents, and military personnel.
That's crazy.
That's what I can say right now.
Okay.
That's all I know.
Enough said, brother.
So
yep.
I'm like, crap.
Yeah. And then we call for the 360. I get it. Man, I wish it prompted for it a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever, you know, but what I'm going to do, I'm going to submit these notes over, and I'm going to submit it directly to James. That way you can take a look. If there's an alternative method, they'll contact you and they'll go over that with you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Good talking to you. Talk to you soon. All right.
Yeah, you too, buddy.